Jack O'Randa FM. 1 o'clock.
Jack and News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 26, Pretoria 27, Rustenburg 28.
Queuing traffic in the Crown. M2 both ways between Main Reef Road and the Crown Interchange. At Bedford View, Isle of Adult. N3 northbound, a crash before Galoolies. You've got heavy traffic and queuing traffic on the N3 south towards Van Beeren Road.
Cabinet has intensified its fight against crime and corruption with a zero-tolerance policy. Recent efforts include South African Police Service operations targeting serious crimes and a whole-of-government approach to public safety. Acting Minister in the Presidency, Maripane Ramakgopa, says notable successes include the arrests of suspects and the preservation of looted funds.
Government is implementing a whole government approach, including the signing cooperative agreement with provincial and local governments, and also the rolling out of operational plans in Cape Town and Nelson Mandela Bay. The national policing policy is set to be completed and adopted by the end of October 2024.
Minister of Basic Education, Siviwe Kwakhube, says the school feeding scheme has not been affected by the halting of a 10 billion rand national school nutrition program tender. Kwakhube recently halted the issuing of the tender, which was issued under a single provider to allow for investigation. The national school nutrition program feeds over 9 million children a day.
Currently, how the system works is that some provinces have a centralized system of procurement of their nutrition and some provinces have a decentralized system. Up until I'm satisfied that those things can be true and can be met, I have asked the department to halt this process until due diligence is done, and I'll brief cabinet accordingly once that is done.
A survey that measures how confident businesses are in South Africa's economy has gone up for the second time in a row. This means that businesses are feeling a bit more positive about the future. An economist from the Rand Merchant Bank, Isaiah Maklanga, says the trend is likely to persist going forward.
There's a clear sense of cautious approach among business executives that have been surveyed, which are still waiting to see further implementation of economic reforms or how this, you know, the GNU that have been put together is going to work together. Going forward. So in our view, we think we are still going to see more recovery in confidence.
In the United States, a 14-year-old boy killed 4 people, including 2 students, and wounded 9 more when he opened fire at a high school in the state of Georgia. The suspected shooter, also a student at the school, had been brought to the FBI's attention more than a year ago for threats to commit a school shooting. He was taken into custody after yesterday's shooting, and will be tried as an adult on murder charges. More at jackarandafm.com. Click on news. And NASA admitted there was tensions during meetings with Boeing executives about how to bring home 2 astronauts stranded on the International Space Station. The U.S. Space Agency is enlisting SpaceX to rescue the astronauts because of safety concerns with Boeing Starliner's capsule, which encountered thruster malfunctions and helium leaks. The Starliner is expected to return home tomorrow unmanned. I'm Emil Pinaar, hoofnuusdier. Die kabinet plaas meer druk op die bekamping van korrupsie.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J. On Jacaranda FM.
I got my head out the sunroof. I'm blasting my favorite tunes. I only got one thing on my mind. You got me stuck on the thought of you. You're making me feel brand new. You're more than a sunshine in my eyes. You got those pretty eyes in your head. You know it. You got me dancing in my bed, so let me show it. You are exactly what I want. Kinda cool and kinda. Sunroof, I'm blasting.